Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's going to affect your wallet. Tariffs slapped by President Trump on goods imported from China, Mexico, and Canada. Canada and Mexico, in turn, as expected, putting tariffs on American goods headed to those countries. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau telling Americans,
I think Canadians are a little perplexed as to why our closest friends and neighbors are choosing to target us.
In her retaliation for the U.S. tariffs, Mexican President Sheinbaum also condemning President Trump's allegation that Mexican drug cartels have an alliance with the Mexican government. About the deadly Washington mid-air crash Wednesday, an air traffic controller alerted the Army helicopter crew about the American Airlines plane about 2 minutes before the collision. This is the National Transportation Safety Board. On the crash of the Learjet ambulance in Philadelphia, investigators say they're still looking for the flight data and voice recorders. This is ABC News. The FBI is bracing for a potential purge of employees who participated in the investigation into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
The Department of Justice has requested information on thousands of employees to be sent to Trump's acting deputy attorney general by Tuesday afternoon, according to an email sent to the FBI workforce overnight and obtained by ABC News. He will then determine whether any personnel actions will be taken.
McDonald's says it settled this lawsuit.
Founded in 1985, McDonald's Hacer Scholarship Program was open to applicants with at least one Latino parent. An organization founded by the man who brought these Supreme Court cases that ended racial considerations in college admissions sued McDonald's, saying the program discriminated against non-Latinos. McDonald's says it disagreed, but wanted to ensure the program remained available.
So it's now open to all, says ABC's Brian Clark. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Your forecast for today, calling for highs to be in the mid-40s, southwest winds of 10, clouds possibly mixed with a few breaks of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30% chance for patchy freezing drizzle or sleet late, lows near 30, and variable winds of 2 to 5. Monday, highs in the mid-30s with a 30% chance of spotty light wintry mix in the morning, mostly clear otherwise, or mostly cloudy otherwise, and Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, highs in the mid to upper 20s. With winds out of the south, southwest at 2, it's 28 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern Gospel. Our featured artist is the group Heart to Heart.
This new addition with Riley and Ashley has just changed the whole dynamic of the sound, the whole dynamic on stage, and we're just really enjoying what we're calling 2.0.
Plus, in hour two, we'll have a spotlight visit with the Pine Ridge Boys.
The group started back in 1963.
It's all great gospel coming up today on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
I heard an old, old story, how Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory.
Jesus. Welcome to the program. We have a lot of great music ahead today. Our featured artist is a group out of Cherryville, North Carolina called Heart to Heart. David and Dina Kaiser and their longtime friend Rhonda House. But David Kaiser tells us about some recent changes.
For 25 years, we were a trio, myself and Dina and Rhonda. And about a year ago, we brought on Ashley, our daughter, mine and Dina's daughter. And her husband, Riley. A lot of people would remember Riley from Carolina. And so this new addition with Riley and Ashley has just changed the whole dynamic of the sound, the whole dynamic on stage, and we're just really enjoying what we're calling 2.0.
Heart to Heart 2.0 is also the title of their new album.
This brand new project that's out now, which we actually titled it Heart to Heart 2.0, produced by John Darren Rousey. I think everybody's going to love the new stuff.
That's David Kaiser. Let's jump right in with the debut single from the project, When the Saints Begin to Pray.
Midnight, when Paul and Silas sang, the earth began to rumble like a holy hurricane. Prison doors flew open, the captives were set free. I believe it still can happen if the church would just believe. Our Father up in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Something's about to change. Heaven's gonna hear it, hell is gonna shake. Chain will crumble when the saints begin to pray. Well, it might be at the altar or kneeling by the bed. If our faith won't falter, he will do just what he said. So dance off every shackle, we can praise our way right out.
I know that God is listening. There is victory in our shout.
Our Father up in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Something's about to change. Heaven's gonna hear it. Hell is gonna shake.
Every chain will crumble
when the saints begin to pray. Receive every precious promise from Christ our Lord. Christ our Lord, our Father up in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Something's about to change. Heaven's gonna hear it. Hell is gonna shake.
Every chain will crumble
when the saints begin to pray. Saints begin to pray. Pray, saints, pray.
We need to fall on our knees and pray.
When the saints begin to pray, that's heart to heart. When the saints do begin to pray at a heart to heart concert, David says they'll join them at the altar.
We started out as an evangelistic ministry, and that was our heart. Man, we did. The music was just what got us in the door. We were more focused on, you know, that 30 minutes of, or 15, 20, 30 minutes of an altar call, or what would happen at the end. We always tried to focus on ministering to people's needs, encouraging the body of Christ. And then we always felt like, why would we call them to come and then just leave them there?
Their new project was produced by John Darren Rousey, who also helped in the selection of the songs. Dina Kaiser says that there was one song he chose for her that she really didn't want to do.
I was really hoping to do not another cover song. I wanted to do an original, you know, something different, you know, because I was already doing an old cover song. And when John said, you know, hey, I want you to cut the song, Dina, I said, John, I'm not comfortable doing that song at all. That is a Neelan and a Karen song. Why would I try to recut that song? And he was like, no, I really think you need to think about it and do that song. So when he came down to our house to visit and stay overnight, and we did some of our vocal productions, you know, just went through some things, he brought it up again. He was like already dead set on it. It was going to be one of the songs. And I said, John, let's talk about this. I really don't think this is it. And so he just said, he really was like very assertive. Dina, you need to do this song. So we went into the studio. We laid the song down. I was very reluctant to do that because, again, you just can't top a Neelan and Karen song.
Nobody
and what
wants
a great,
to sing behind Karen.
Right. Like, nobody wants to do that. And so that was back in March or April. And so fast forward, of course, in 2024 and the tragedy of losing one of the most amazing Southern Gospel family, the Neelans, in the plane crash. It all became so surreal to me then, because now where I was completely dreading ever trying to attempt to sing that song in public, now it's got a different meaning to me. I'm not singing the Neelan and the Karen song. I'm not compared to that anymore. What I'm doing is I'm actually carrying on their legacy and honoring them and what the impact that they made on Southern Gospel. So it's got a different meaning to me now. So it was a God thing. It was just, you know, full circle. So I'm very thankful and I'm very honored now.
That's Dina Kaiser, and she does a great job on the song. Here's Heart to Heart with Bring My Children Home.
I can hear a distant cry shouting out, the time is nigh, as the Father tells his Son, work on earth this day.
Children home. That's Heart to Heart, and we have much more coming up today. In just a moment, we'll debut a new song from The Guardians. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Coming up, we'll debut a new radio single by the Guardians Quartet. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter with Sunshine on a Cloudy Day.
Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is Jeff.
And this is Sherry Easter.
You're listening to our friend Rodney Baucom right here on The Gospel Grace.
You're my sunshine on a cloudy day. You're my rain when the clouds are away. Your love is constant, it's there all the time. No matter what the weather, your love is mine. I said, you're my sunshine on a cloudy day. You're my rain when the clouds are away. Your love is constant, it's there all the time. No matter what the weather, your love is mine.
I don't need a sunny day. Your love's inside me shining anyway. And even on a rainy day, feels so good you wash my troubles away. No matter if I'm up or down, your love always seems to be around. So I don't worry what the forecast may be. My rain when the clouds are away. Your love is constant, it's there all the time. No matter said, you're my
sunshine on a cloudy day.
You're my rain when the clouds are away. Your love is constant, it's there all the time. No matter what the weather, your love is mine.
Sunshine on a Cloudy Day, that's Jeff and Sherry Easter from their album Treasure. Today we're happy to debut a new song from The Guardians. It's from a soon-to-be-released and not yet titled album. Get ready, this may cause some uncontrollable toe-tapping. Here are The Guardians with Kick Up My Heels and Sing.
Sometimes you've got to let it out. Some days you can't hold back your shout.
About the time I realize he's never done me wrong,
that's when this happy feeling burst into a song. Every day's brand new mercy, walking on the King's highway. There is joy on this journey, every heart's filled with grace.
Can't stop smiling, the Lord is with me. Can't stop counting the blessing he gives me.
I've got a song, I'm gonna let it ring. Lift up my voice, kick up my heels and sing.
Won't even try to hold it in. I can't describe how good. Too many victories just waiting down the road.
I'm dancing in advance, I've gotta let it show. Every day's brand new mercy, walking on the King's highway. There is joy on this journey, every mile's filled with grace.
Can't stop smiling, the Lord is with me. Can't stop counting the blessing he gives me.
I've got a song, I'm gonna let it ring. Lift up my voice, kick up my heels and sing. Every day's brand new mercy, walking on the King's highway. There is joy on this journey, every mile is filled with grace.
Can't stop smiling, no one is with me.
Can't stop counting the blessings he gives me.
I've got a song, I'm gonna let it ring.
I'm gonna lift up my voice, kick up my heels and sing. Lift up my voice, kick up my heels and sing. I'm gonna sing.
The Guardians, kick up my heels and sing.
Hey everybody, Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. People say that I'm indecisive, but I'm not so sure about that. Keep smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcombe right here on The Gospel Greats.
The one and only Tim Lovelace. Here are the Down East Boys with the newest from their album, Something to Shout About, Mercy River.
A baby's cry in Bethlehem broke through one silent night. When heaven's child from up above came down to bring us light. In God's plan, Christ came to show the Father's love and save the souls of man. The loving God Jehovah gave his only Son to die. A sinless lamb on Calvary laid his life on the line. Three rusty nails ripped through his flesh and deep into the couldn't keep him on the cross, but his love for sinners cut.
Mercy River started flowing from the Savior's wounded side. So by grace through faith, all sinners could be saved. Mercy River has flowed over me from banks so deep and wide. Its crimson waters washed my sins away.
Tennessee River, the new single from the Down East Boys. Coming up, more with our featured artist, Heart to Heart.
Hi, this is David with Heart to Heart, and you're listening to the Gospel Greats with my friend Rodney Balcom.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Good morning. It's 6:30 and we're at 28 degrees as you listen to the Gospel Greats here on Country and Community. A reminder that today, American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center is hosting a biscuits and gravy and scrambled eggs breakfast. Sounds delicious. From 7 until gone. A free will donation will be taken, so less than a half hour away now. You should make plans to stop out. They'd love to see you.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. More with Heart to Heart in just a moment. Luke Vaught of The Inspiration shares that when you're in a group, you've always got to be ready for the second half of the program.
There was one time I was late to stage, and I was actually outside. A lot of my family was there, and my grandpa kind of had me cornered, and I couldn't leave my grandpa. But Martin, when the second half of a program came about, when we were by ourselves, he would just kind of walk out there and start playing, and you just had to be ready. Well, I wasn't sitting there. And after the singing, he said, "Son, that don't make payday." He wasn't too happy about that, but he never jumped on me or anything over that. But I knew I had to be ready to play, had to be ready, and couldn't do that again, and I never did. But that's one thing he taught me, was to always be ready to sing when the time rolls around. And I've tried to pass that on to the younger boys that I travel with.
That's Luke Vaught, and here are the Inspirations with their latest, "My Name's Already There."
I started out for heaven one day on my knees. I've never seen the gates or walked the golden streets, but somewhere safely ride. My name's already there. Praise God, I'm on my way. It won't be very long till I step inside the gate. All the glories of that city one day I will share. I was born again. Now I'm an heir to
gone to prepare. Makes me shout, hallelujah, I know my name's already there. My name's already there. Praise God, I'm on my way. It won't be very long till I step inside the gate.
Inspirations by Name's Already There. Our featured artist this week is Heart to Heart. Ashley and her husband Riley Dotson are new to the group and have added some great vocals and music, but they are both songwriters. Ashley talks about a song she wrote for the new project.
So I Want to See came to me one day at work, very randomly. But the story behind it really that I would like people to get from it is we talk about heaven a lot. And we talk about the streets of gold and how great it's going to be and how beautiful it's going to be. And I feel like at that time in my life, I was thinking, that's all great. You know, it's kind of like living here. You want a big house or a really nice car or, you know, all these materialistic things. And I felt like talking about the streets of gold was a little materialistic for me. And so I would like people to realize I wrote this for the person that wants to see Jesus, the one that wants to see the one who took it all away, took their pain away, took their sickness away. The reason that we worship him is for him, not for the streets of gold or the great mansions that are going to be there. So that's kind of the story behind I Want to See, and I hope it's one everybody likes.
That's Ashley Dotson. Here's Heart to Heart with I Want to See.
So great and big beyond compare.
I Want to See. That's Heart to Heart. Riley Dotson wrote a song on the project called Mansion.
My background's bluegrass. All right, so my vision for it was kind of more like a bluegrassy kind of feel for it, but the way that it came out on the project was awesome. I love it. The thought process on it was, for the guys and girls that play golf all the time, there's a bunch of really nice houses on the golf course. And, you know, looking out there, you're like, man, I wish I had that, you know. And then, you know, you got a kid now, or I got a kid now, me and Ashley do, and we ain't got no money, you know. Amazon.
All donations are welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mortgage.
Yeah, mortgage, yeah. Car, all that fun stuff that adults.
Venmo.
Yeah, yeah. My Venmo is right. No, but, you know, the vision for it was, you know, one day in heaven, we're going to have a mansion, you know, and there's one for me. There's one for all of y'all.
So
here,
the total
and,
opposite of my song,
the
basically.
The total opposite.
You're so materialistic.
But anyways, yeah, that's what it talks about. And I love the way that the guys in the studio came up with the... There was a certain vision there, and it went a different way. And I absolutely love the way the song came out.
That's Riley Dotson, and here's Heart to Heart with Mansion.
There's a place up in heaven, there's no doubt about it. There's a mansion up in heaven, and I'm gonna shout it. There's a place up in heaven, good God Almighty. There's a mansion there waiting for me. There's a mansion waiting for me. There's a place up in heaven, there's no doubt about it. There's a mansion up in heaven, and I'm gonna shout it. There's a place up in heaven, good God Almighty. There's a mansion there waiting for me. There's a mansion waiting for me. I'm gonna tell my brothers I'm ready to go. I'm gonna tell my sisters I'm ready to go. There's a mansion there waiting for me. There's a mansion there waiting for me. There's a place up in heaven, there's no doubt about it. There's a mansion up in heaven, and I'm gonna shout it. There's a place up in heaven, good God Almighty. There's a mansion there waiting for me. There's a mansion there waiting for me.
And we have much more with them coming up in Hour 2. In just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast from WRCO. COFM.
Start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554. Extension 2109 or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We'll have our Southern Gospel headlines in just a moment. Here's a new radio single from Anthem Edition featuring their tenor singer Cameron Edens, Still Under His Feet.
I've tried walking on water in my own ability just to find myself drowning in a sea of anxiety. But just when it feels like I'm going down for the last time, from out of nowhere, Jesus slips his hand in mine. When I'm
in over my head, it's still under his feet. When I'm
Anthem Edition. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Singing News Magazine has announced the winner of the 2024 Singing News Songwriters Contest. And the winning song is Look at the Savior, written by Brett Bell from West Bradenton, Florida. The grand prize winner receives a one-song publishing deal with Crossroads Music Publishing. The song will be recorded by recording artist on the Sunlight or Horizon record label. A two-night stay in Pigeon Forge on Wednesday and Thursday nights of the National Quartet Convention. Dave Clark's Song Step Songwriting Course. A feature story published in the Singing News Magazine. A one-year paid subscription to the magazine. A scholarship for the Charles Novell School of Music to be held in 2025. And an exclusive interview on Singing News Radio with your host, Joseph Reed, and will also feature the song on the Gospel Greats. The second place winning song was I Will Praise Him in the Valley, written by Kay Bryan from Fort Payne, Alabama. Kay receives a one-song publishing deal with Crossroads Music Publishing, a story in the Singing News Magazine, and a one-year paid subscription to Singing News. Congratulations to the songwriting winners. We're sorry to announce that Buddy Bates is stepping down from the position with the Dixie Echoes. Buddy has done an exceptional job as tenor for the group. The Dixie Echoes are accepting auditions for the tenor position. If you'd like to audition, please send a demo and resume to scootde78@aol.com. That's scootde78@aol.com. And the number one song on the Singing News Weekly chart is from the Lefevre Quartet, The Things We Cannot Change.
Through all the things that we cannot change, He is the one who always stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. He is the one truth that remains through the things we cannot change. When circumstance takes us by surprise, long before we even realize, God is standing there beside us all the time, every time. Through all the things that we cannot change, He is the one who always stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. He is the one truth that remains through the things we cannot change. Cannot change. He is the one who always stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. The one truth that remains through the things we cannot change. For every storm that comes our way, for every trial that we've yet to face, through every question, every fear, through every struggle, every tear,
cannot change.
Things we cannot change. The Lefevre Quartet from their album, Nobody Like Jesus. That wrap things up for hour one of the program. Coming up in hour two, we'll have more of our visit with Heart to Heart, plus a spotlight visit with the Pine Ridge Boys.
Weekday mornings at 7:20.
It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup with Hank and Phil.
Funny. Witty.
And they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right, I'm in raw.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
It is currently 28 degrees as we're just a couple minutes away from 7. Looking at today, another warm one, highs in the mid-40s, southwest winds of around 10, some clouds possibly mixed with a few breaks of sun. Tonight, mostly cloudy. There's a 30% chance for some maybe freezing drizzle or sleet later this evening. Lows near 30, though. Variable winds 2 to 5. Monday, things will cool down a little bit. Highs in the mid to upper 30s for the day. Otherwise, a 30% chance for some spotty light wintry mix in the morning, then mostly cloudy. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy. Cooler yet, highs in the upper 20s. Right now, though, it is 28 degrees. A reminder that the annual Sandy Reitz Memorial 9-Pin Tap Tournament is being held today at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. And so that will be going on. They have a couple of shifts at 9:30 and 3:15 that were still available at last word. Cost $15, all proceeds going to Grace.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of the Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up, we'll continue our visit with Heart to Heart.
These guys have just really stepped up.
Plus, we'll enjoy a spotlight visit with the Pine Ridge Boys.
The group started back in 1963.
It's all great gospel coming up in hour two of the Gospel Greats.
Life has been blessed in so many ways with family and friends day after day, but I can't stay here. Soon I'll be gone, 'cause I just stopped by on my
stop.